What up?
What's going on, man?
Hey, all right. So, look, I know we've been away from each other for a real long time, but there is, aside from just quarantine keeping us in the loop, one thing is for sure. And before we get to our topic at hand, there's one big thing that we pretty much have to get out of the way.
Yeah.
We fucked up, I'd say, at the butt end of last year. And saying that Disney Plus was going to take over the market as far as streaming is concerned. And why is that? Because Netflix, as far as original content and what they have to offer, has kind of just solidified themselves as the market leader. And they're pretty much on top of their shit. Why do I say this? Because of the things that have been trending as far as what people have been watching in this time that they're basically in quarantine. Tiger King, Don't Fuck With Cats, The Trials of Gabriel Fernandez. Shit, I've gotten back into anime because I realized after watching Castlevania that there is a boatload of content as far as anime is concerned on Netflix.
What anime are you watching?
Bro, I started watching Baki.
Oh, Baki. I love Baki.
Bro. I started watching Baki, like, I say, a week ago. And Baki is insane.
Yeah.
One thing I will point out about Baki is the fact that every anime is like this. If you're 97 years old, you are the strongest motherfucker on the show.
Yeah.
And the only reason the people die on Baki, the heavily strong villains, is because they lost the will to live because they lost the fight.
Wasn't there a scene where this tough opponent was in jail? And he just, like, found an opponent, and then he just got out of jail and faced Baki?
That was the thing. It was like simultaneously all these dudes got released from prison.
Yeah.
At the same time. And all five of them wanted to find Baki in order to fight him because they felt like they wanted to taste defeat for the first time, and he was the only person that was going to give it to him. That show was outrageous. But what I'm saying is, just Netflix just seemed to corner the market as far as streaming goes. And that kind of just solidified themselves.
Well, here's
the thing. To be honest,
do you think they had an advantage or a head start when Witcher came out in December?
I think so. Because if you look at it, at that same time that The Witcher was out,
yeah,
Mandalorian was also out.
Yep.
So they were kind of like, okay, Disney Plus and Netflix are kind of going head-to-head here. They got two big shows that everybody's watching. I watched all of Mandalorian. I watched all of which I thought both were dope, equally dope.
In its own universe.
You know, even though one is Star Wars and one is literally like a brand new show that is an adaptation of a very popular video game, computer game, book series, manga series, and comic series.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was kind of like a no-brainer. But the thing is, after that, it kind of like, okay, Mandalorian's over. What do we watch now?
Nothing, bro.
Nothing. Dude, it was absolutely nothing to watch.
I was scourging. Dude, after Mandalorian, I was scourging for like 30 minutes, and I ended up watching Cool Runnings.
Right. So, like, I have Disney Plus because of my daughter, because my daughter loves Disney stuff. But the thing is, for me, like, I've seen every Star Wars movie. I've seen all of the Clone Wars. I've seen a smidgen of Star Wars Rebels.
And you've seen all the X-Men.
I've seen all the 90s X-Men cartoons. I revisited it on Disney Plus. Had no problem watching it whatsoever.
The 60s Spider-Man?
Oh, now look, they ain't even putting that on the show. That's probably like owned by ABC in a vault somewhere. They're not putting that on the show. But they did show.
I saw it on Disney Plus.
You ain't see the 1960s Spider-Man? Not the live adaptation. Is it on there? Oh, see, now I got it.
No, the cartoon.
Oh, I saw the cartoon on there. The cartoon I saw on there was from the 80s.
Gotcha.
That was the one I saw. But the thing is, what I'm trying to say, Netflix is killing shit. Bro, aside from the stand-ups that they automatically have, aside from basically the anime that they picked up, aside from the like kind of like the cultural content.
And they got
African American. Yes. They cornered the market. So basically, when we were sitting there saying, "Oh shit, they're gonna let go of all the Marvel stuff," it's pretty much over for Netflix. Man, we were dead ass wrong. Dead ass wrong. When I say that I bought stock in Netflix, and I've been since the quarantine has happened, and I've been watching it climb. Right now, Netflix is at $400 a share. Holy and $400 a share. Disney, who Bravo has told us owns 40% of media, is now only a little bit over $100 a share.
Holy fuck.
So you have Disney, who has their parks closed right now, who has basically like all their Disney Plus adaptations. Marvel Studios is closed.
They're all working from home, right? They're all working from home.
Everybody's working from home. Everybody's doing Zoom meetings like me and you right now, reading scripts to each other to try and get their pitches together for their movies going forth.
Wow.
But the thing is, there's no animators at Disney Studios right now. There's nobody at Pixar over top of no desk or anything like that. So what you're seeing is nothing coming from Disney Plus.
Well, but the thing is, they're doing some, but it's taking so much longer because they're doing it from home and not in the studio. So
I'm sure it is. But the thing is, with Netflix, what kind of like set them over the top is the fact that they've had a lot of products done that they were going to release anyway during this whole entire year. So during the time, these past 3 months or two, I'd say 2.5 months that we've been in the house, they've been releasing content.
That's right. Because a year or two ago, they said that they spent so much money on content that they're going to miss their quarter projections. Remember that?
I do remember that.
Okay.
And, but now, and they're just dropping shit. Yeah. And they can drop it whenever they want. So, like, they got new comedy stand-ups that are, like, coming. Like, they know that shit is coming out. And they got old releases that are dropping, like, daily that you haven't seen in a long time or anything. Like, last year, like, they had, like, Last Dragon that was coming out, which is one of my favorite movies of all time. Yeah. But Last Dragon cut on, like, around October. They still had movies like that that are dropping, like, individually throughout the month.
Exactly.
And it's keeping them afloat. And then they have, like, those original content. Like, Tiger King kind of, like, killed it for, like, 2020.
Memes, like, everything. Dude, it's going to be the number one cosplay at the next Comic-Con.
Oh, absolutely. There's nobody that is not going to be Joe Exotic. There's nobody that is not going to be Carol Baskin. The fact that I know their names, means that I've watched it, and I know it's been a meme that's been carrying on and on and on and on.
Yeah,
it's pretty much setting itself apart. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, but they have those like interesting fucking like to be honest, those conspiracy shows that they have. I know you love them. How they built America and all this other shit and secret conspiracies of America. I know you dig that shit.
Oh yeah.
They got content like that. That kind of like you'd be like, oh, this is some next level shit.
Exactly.
And they have that, and they have tons of it. Bro, I don't think I've gotten through Netflix. There's that one meme that came out basically saying, oh, I got through the end of Netflix. There's no end in Netflix. There is no ending.
Because they keep dropping shit.
They keep dropping shit, and they keep keeping shit. And the thing is, when they do drop movies, like when movies are removed from Netflix, you don't even realize it.
Nope. Because the next banger is out.
Because the next Batchton came out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what would you recommend for a hidden gem in Netflix that nobody knows about that you can recommend to somebody?
Okay. If that's, you would say that's not trending, like a movie that's really
not been discovered yet, but it's there.
Mm. Ah, man, you know what? See, I'm interested in like documentaries that I don't realize that I've seen it. So there's this documentary called The Black Godfather.
Okay.
About an agent or a talent booker that has been in Hollywood since Capone. Wow. And he's pretty much been like the right-hand man for everybody that you've pretty much known that is anybody in either movies, music, politics, or anything like that. This dude has had a hand in everybody, and there's like pictures and shit. There's like him with like Quincy Jones. There's like him with, his name's Clarence Avon. And he's had, like, pictures with, like, Quincy Jones. He's had pictures with, like, Ludacris. He's got pictures with Bill Clinton and everything like that. And yeah. all because he's had a hand in all this shit.
Wow.
And he's put so many people on. Like, it's an amazing documentary. Like, this dude has pretty much, like, if you found yourself in a rut, he basically really, he was the person that kind of, like, said, okay, I don't want this person to get fucked. So I'm going to basically show you how not to get done over by the industry and make your money. He's that guy.
That's true.
That documentary set me apart. That was one of them that was kind of like, it was kind of like below means, and it was like, oh, let me check this out. And the shit blew my mind when I watched it.
What about movie-wise?
Movie-wise, you know what? I just watched The Platform.
Oh.
Did you watch that?
I watched the first 5 minutes. I'm going to finish that, but I did see the preview. Bro.
Okay. Yeah. I will say it is one of those movies that's a train wreck that you can't take your eyes away from. And like, it's disgusting. It's disgusting.
The Human Centipede? In a way.
Yes, it's exactly that. It's whatever Human Centipede was to us when it first came out is what The Platform is. It's just like, this can't be real. Like, there's no, whoever thought of this shit, like, was really fucked up that day and was like, okay, how can I make this even weirder and weirder and weirder? And down the rabbit hole, the shit went.
And this is a foreign film, right?
I believe so. I think it's French.
Oh, okay. Ooh, damn.
French or Italian or some shit like that.
I know Netflix is big on these indie, like these foreign films that you get from Korea, Italy, all them shits, you know?
Bro. What's the one show? The one show I believe is from Europe. It's a limited series. It's called Bank Heist or something like that. Money Heist.
Oh yeah, yeah.
That show is unreal. I think that one's French. I was like, the action in that show is incredible. Like, come on, man. Like, you can't even get through it. Like, I would love to bring you shit that I binged that is Disney Plus shows, but I don't have any. Like, I'm still continuing to watch Clone Wars because it's still
mm-hmm.
season, like the final season of the Clone Wars.
Yeah.
But you know what I'm saying? And I'm watching that as it goes. But the thing is, as far as me binging, Netflix still has that game. They put everything out at once and they let you go nuts with it. And this just happens to be the perfect time for us to do things like that.
Wow. Because I know Netflix, they constantly... You know,
it is what it is. Like, yeah, it was like... Because of the fact that they were putting things out weekly. Because mm-hmm. remember, we were talking about the fact that Disney Plus was going to do week to week to week to week.
Yes.
Mandalorian was coming out every Friday. So we had to wait a week in order for us to watch a brand new episode. But the thing is, with
that Jeff Goldblum thing, every week he's gonna have that.
Every week, every show that they have is on once a week. There's nothing like basically like binge worthy or anything like that. So Netflix decided not to go with that move.
Why?
And to be honest, I don't know, but it seems to be working in their favor.
So you don't think that, you know, if you wait once every week, they drop it, or you just rather get that shit over with and just start tweeting and doing memes about it?
Well, see, with The Mandalorian, it was really cool because there was a cliffhanger at the end of every episode. So it just was like, okay, at the end of this episode, like, they were, like, blasting their way out of, like, that town and everything like that. And you were like, and then the show ended. Because every episode of The Mandalorian is only a half hour long.
Yeah.
So then you're looking at it like, okay, I really got to watch the next episode. To where with Netflix, as the credits are rolling, the same thing you see in the bottom right, next episode is about to begin. You can't turn your eyes away from it. You might as well like, okay, I got another hour. Let's do this. You know what I'm saying? Like I got through Altered Carbon season one and season two, like in a matter of like a week.
Did you? That was a good show.
That was a very good show. Altered Carbon season two. The only thing that bothers me about Altered Carbon is the fact that every single time that they jump into a skin or they do the double skin or everything, I get fucking confused.
Yeah.
Like you're putting your subconscious into another body. So you're basically using another bit of vital organs that harness you. You may be Chinese one minute, you might be black the next, you might be white the next minute. You have no idea who you're going to be. And I remember the one girl was took the particle out that takes the subconscious out and threw it in herself, but it was still in him while he was like laying asleep. And I was like, how is this shit happening? It didn't make sense to me. Like, how can you have your subconscious in two separate bodies? So I know it's sci-fi, and that's kind of like the intrigue of it, but, you know, it doesn't really matter. But the show was dope.
Do you think that now, with all the streaming services out there, Hulu, YouTube, Apple, do you think that they missed their shot right now? Because right now, this is the grand stage because of this unfortunate situation.
I think this is what streaming was made for. Streaming was made for moments like this. Like the person that is home, unemployed at the moment, ain't doing shit, just happened to be in their house, or somebody that like works from home and doesn't really necessarily like go outside that much because they do a lot of work inside of their house. For the gamer that just all of a sudden turns off their console and just needs something to watch, this is the perfect time for like streaming right now. Like streaming is going to be solidified. Like the fact that we've come to find out in the news that some movie theaters like AMC are possibly thinking of going bankrupt and closing their operations are basically because of streaming.
I mean,
nobody's going out.
It's an old model. Exactly. They have to adapt. If not, you know, they're going to close. Retail is going to die after this, dude. I think drones and fucking streaming.
Pretty much. I mean, look, the only way for the movie theaters to survive in the days of social distance is actually to go backwards. And that is the only way to actually like do that is through doing drive-in movies again. Oh. Have everybody just stay the fuck in their car and watch the movie and then drive the fuck off. That's it.
Fuck. Damn, bro. But you're not going to get the same, maybe? You could probably get the same movie.
Look, experience. You're not going to get the same. You'll get the same movie experience from your car.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But the thing is, like, as far as the concession booth and getting some candy and everything, that might be like 6 feet apart. You might have to get your popcorn over here. You might just have to do drive-in movie theaters from now on. I'm waiting for the first couple to open up. I'll be right there. Oh, you know what I'm saying? But the thing is, to be in the comforts of your own home, we've now live on our devices. We're living within 6-inch movie screens and the computers that we basically had before us. And we might watch TV. We might watch TV. And the thing is, for us to actually take the extra step in leaving our house and going to a movie theater is like, okay. It's like a far step. So it has to be something. That's why I think Marvel's capitalized on this, because they've basically taken something that's extremely popular, that's something that everybody wants, and then everybody wants to see it in a cinematic form. It has to be worth it.
Yes.
In order for you to go see it. So if it's like, or if you say, oh, I'm putting out a romantic comedy, like they're going to be like, I can watch a romantic comedy with my girl in my house. Like, I don't need to go to a movie theater to see it. Like, yeah. It doesn't matter anymore. People think it's like nonsense. That's probably why you see like Scorsese getting up in arms, because he's thinking that, okay, this is not even going to make sense. I can't create cinema anymore because people are not watching movie theaters like they used to. He's not adapting. Nope. Because the times are flying faster than the way he's thinking.
Exactly. Exactly. So speaking of that, Marvel, are you disappointed that they're not dropping content during this whole thing, or?
I am. I'm sad to say that even with Marvel Studios closing down, even though they were only going to have one release this entire year, if I'm correct in that, because, well, let's just say this. Marvel Studios was only going to have one release. Venom was going to come out. Like, that stuff was going to – that was going to – Morbius was supposed to drop, like, at the end of the year. That might still happen, but the thing is, they were supposed to do post-production in order for those movies to drop this year. So if post-production can't happen this year, then, unfortunately, those movies are not going to drop.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I hope Bloodshot's doing good now that everyone's home and they have a chance to see it.
Right. So we're pretty much not going to be able to see any of those type of movies until 2021.
Yeah.
And who knows if we have the same type of opportunities to see those movies in 2021. We might have to, like, wait till 2022.
Oh, yeah, so they can get all polished up and all that.
Right, right, because the country has to reopen step by step. It can't open up all at once. People are going to be shook to go to a movie theater.
We're going to be broke and shook for the first couple months.
Exactly. Yeah. There's nobody that's going to be – look, Bloodshot got released in the theaters for, like, 2 weeks. And then all of a sudden, it was on video on demand.
Fuck. What did you hear about the reviews?
It was horrible.
Horrible, you know, what? Cinematically, storyline? Did it go by the comics?
It went by the comics as far as the storyline was concerned.
Mm-hmm.
When I watched it, I thought the action was actually okay. But, you know, when you have – and I say this fully blunt. When you have a 50-year-old actor
– What? Wow.
Vin Diesel's a 50-year-old actor.
Yeah.
So when you have a 50-year-old actor that you want to do stunt work on a brand new character who's a genetically altered mercenary in your comic book adaptation movie, he should look the part. He should probably maybe be in his early 30s, late 20s, and look like he can kick ass, not sit there and take shotgun shells to the face for the first
fucking fall.
For 45 minutes, he's getting shot in the face. He's not doing anything but shooting back, and he's getting, like, he's taking bullets and everything. But, like, you know what I'm saying? I wish it well. You know what I'm saying? I remember when Valiant decided that they were going to do movies with Sony, I got excited. But when I heard that Vin was going to be a part of Bloodshot, my shot went to hell. Because there's no connected universe. They're not going to do Rye or Shadow Man or any of those type of things. They could have hinted towards that, but they didn't.
Wow. Did you have a perfect casting in mind besides Vin Diesel?
To be honest, bro, you could go to YouTube right now, and my man that used to be the Green Ranger, Jason David Frank, what's his name? Yeah. The Green Ranger?
Yes.
He has YouTube movies, like little short films of him as Bloodshot in the Valiant universe.
Oh, wow.
And they are doper than what you saw on that movie.
Fuck.
I'm dead ass serious, bro. Damn. That dude kills it.
Probably every from time. The poor reviews, maybe they'll do a reboot. I mean, with him.
I mean, the way that he's portrayed, and because he is a martial artist, so he can do fight choreography.
Yeah.
Like, the fact that he knows what he's doing makes it look that much better.
Fuck. Damn. Okay. That's what's up, man. That's what's up.
Yeah.
So, whatchamacallit? So now we talked about Netflix. So now that you already talked about the future of Netflix, so now you think that they're going to have now way more money to dump even 10 times more content.
I think from now on, because of Netflix's reign on what's happening to the streaming industry, major movie studios are going to start buying in on Netflix.
Fuck, dude, that's going to be a game changer, man.
Major movie studios are going to buy in on Netflix to have their movies be released on Netflix at a premium. Because, you know, they already – but the thing is, that'll be the pushback on Netflix. Netflix will be – we already have subscribers, and they pay a monthly fee.
Yeah.
We don't need a premium or anything like that. But if they start getting major movie execs and movie studios involved into what Netflix brings to the table, which is basically during these type of times, you still want to have content for people to watch, they're going to start putting major releases on Netflix.
Dude, that's going to kill the on-demand business.
Pretty much.
Fuck.
But the thing is, you know what I'm saying, like Amazon is – to the e-commerce and the retail realm, fucking Netflix is going to start taking over again. And the thing is, Disney will have their content because they wanted all their content on their own shit.
Yeah.
And that's fine. That's fine. You can have all your Marvel, Star Wars, Disney-type content over there. But what Netflix is doing, bro, they just got their hands in the game.
So Netflix, so even though they're most likely going to get these major movie deals, do you think they're going to start buying up actors and reserving them for Netflix only.
That'll be the next step. If they get the movie studios involved, then the next step is getting exclusive actor contracts to Netflix produced movies.
Fuck, dude, that's gonna be insane.
That would be insane.
Yeah.
And the thing is, what we're talking about is basically all rumor built. But the thing is, in the world that we live in, that's pretty much the only way in order to keep this train moving.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
As we speak right now, I mean, pretty much Netflix is kind of like, they're probably having all types of meetings with people in Hollywood, letting them know, be like, look, if this is going to be the way of the world for the next couple of years, I suggest that you drop your shit on our platform and then we'll be set. So like Disney, how they own Fox Studios, they might be able to drop Fox's content on Disney Plus, but everybody else, MGM, what was it, Paramount, all those other channels and everything like that, they'll want their shit right there.
Yeah, right in the front, right in the
Blumhouse, A24, all those cool ass indie houses that has those real cool horror movies, sci-fis and everything like that, they'll want to get dropped on Netflix.
So this is a good opportunity for up and coming directors and all that, because I'm sure they get denied by big label studios. So now there's a moment to shine. Right.
Right. And the thing is, Netflix has no problem releasing that content. We just talked about the platform. If there was no Netflix, we would never even see the platform. It's a French movie with a basis that probably resembles Human Centipede. So who knows how many people would have actually seen it had it not been for Netflix. But the fact that Netflix put it on, it makes it like, oh, shit, this is a movie that I want to see. It's disgusting as shit, but I want to see it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's good, man. We're looking forward for more Netflix shit, you know. So
am I, because I unfortunately I'm gonna be in this house for a while till this shit ends. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, good shit, man. Good shit.
So, all right.
Listen, we wanted to we'll tell everybody that we just started the Party Nerds Discord app, which is a great community for everybody, all the fans, all that, you know. Every Discord server has every channel, for example, channel memes, a channel of comics, which you'll be heading up, you know, yeah, dropping content left and right. It's a great community to keep a tight knit, you know, for the fans and all that, and fans are be able to share back and comment back and all that. So, you know, keep a lookout for that, guys. It's going to be up on our link very soon. So,
all right. Hey, and as the saying goes, man, feel free to like, comment, and subscribe to us at the Party Nerds YouTube page. Hit us up ourselves on the Party Nerds IG. Mine's Grandmaster Facts IG. Jorge at the Party Nerds IG. Darnell Cage Nerd. His Devin Wade's. Hit us up as much as possible, and we will make sure that we will get the content out there that you definitely deserve. Yes, all right. All right, Jorge. So, signing off, bro. Peace.
Sounds good.